Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello, welcome to Nobody Panic.
So nice to meet you, Stevie.
So nice to meet you as well.
I just thought what you said there was really wonderful and I wanted to reiterate it.
Oh, that's really nice, thank you.
It's really great to talk to you.
Because this is... Okay, Tessa just like rubbed her foot on my leg.
I didn't mean to.
No, I know, but I wish you did. Okay. This episode is about how to talk to people. We get quite a lot of messages. We get so many messages.
No, we're like inundated with messages.
Two people have said... I'd quite like to know how to talk to people because I'm quite shy and I don't know how to do it. Not in like even in a networking capacity. You're at a party, someone's next to you, you don't know them, or you know them, the worst is when you know them a bit, but not enough to have anything to say to them. I went through a period of time when I would just, in those situations, I would immediately think of like the most embarrassing thing I'd just done most recently and just say it. It's like, oh, I was walking over there and I walked into a door.
Oh my God.
And then I wondered why everyone thought I was incompetent.
I went through that phase.
Yeah.
Just saying something so weird. Just setting your bar out as like setting out your wagon, being like, I'm weird, guys.
Yeah.
I'm real
and
weird.
And also, I'm on like a low level, so you don't have to feel intimidated. You can just join in if you ever walked into a door. There's, like that sort of stuff.
It's literally setting, running into the room, shouting, being like, no one needs to be threatened or intimidated by me.
Yes, certainly.
I'm so weird. Yeah.
Because that was preferable to a silence for me. I'd argue try not doing that because then people will think years later that you still can't go into a room without falling over because you've said so many times that you've fallen over at every different occasion.
I definitely went through that phase. Yeah. Just saying something so weird about yourself.
I also went through a phase of saying animal facts.
Yeah.
And that weirdly, as you get older, people start to get on board with like slightly offbeat kind of conversation topics because everyone's so bored of the conversations that normally happen at parties. Mm. Like, so how do you know so-and-so? Great, nice jacket. Oh, the DJ's great. So now if you're like, and this is a weird opener, but like, did you know, obviously you have to do it when you know the person.
Yeah,
you can't just be like, hi, I'm Stevie. Did you know that ants can't sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Basically did it once where I told my fact about ants not being able to sleep and frogs not being able to throw up. And then everyone joined in and had their own animal fact. And then we were just having this really great time about everyone was just like sharing. And also I learned a lot.
That's fantastic.
It's always my aim in conversations.
You've absolutely smashed it there.
Yeah, but it doesn't work. It's not foolproof. I will tell you that.
No, it's absolutely not. You can't. You got to judge. You got to judge the room.
Yes, you absolutely have to. What's your adult thing?
What's your adult thing?
My adult thing is I have to hibernate my tortoise for the first time. This is something that I didn't think would ever have to happen because I've not really thought that far ahead. We didn't hibernate her last year because she was a rescue and the vet was like, just leave it. And then you do it the next year when you kind of get to know her and she's sort of settled. So we're like, cool, just hibernate. I guess we just put her in a box and she goes to sleep. No, there's lots of, you have to like bring her temperature down, weigh her every day. If she loses weight, if she,
Oh my God.
Also the fact that I know for, she's going to hibernate, we think, they normally hibernate for like 2 months.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's not as long actually as you think, because normally it's like the whole winter. This is just, it's just a few months, but I know for a fact that every day I'm going to think she's dead. Every day. And there's no way of telling she's not dead. I can't take a tortoise's pulse.
My God.
Yes. We've taken her into the vets to have a big like MOT. Sure, she used to be pregnant and she's not because she's reabsorbed her eggs. Sure.
What?
That's the thing that tortoises can do. If they don't fancy giving birth, they reabsorb their own eggs.
Who knocked her up?
They think themselves pregnant. So if they've seen a male, they will develop eggs.
You're joking me.
I'm not joking. They won't be fertilised, but they will be eggs. If they've had sex, then they're fertilised eggs. It's terrifying, but also fascinating. But also, I can't be bothered with it because it's so weird. So she's fine. But we now, in the next few weeks, have to start like bringing her temperature down. And also, you know, like I've got central heating in my flat. And my flat's small, so there's not an area that's like the dusty cold area. So we're buying a drinks fridge, which is the vet said, you can control the temperature, and putting her in a little box and in a little drinks fridge in the corner.
Holy shit.
So it's quite adult because I've never been fully responsible for whether a creature lives or dies so clearly as I am over the next month. So pray for me, is all I'm saying.
Yes, hashtag.
Hashtag pray for Dr. Parker.
Pray for Dr. Parker. Oh my goodness, I wish her all the best.
Thank you. She doesn't even know what's happening.
That is the name of the tortoise, not the name of the vet, everyone.
Yes, I don't just...
Her name is Dr. Alison Parker.
Dr. Alison Parker's fine.
And I wish her all the best in hibernation.
Thank you.
Can't possibly top that. I'm eating a take... mine is that I couldn't finish a takeaway and put it in the freezer some time ago, and now I'm eating it today.
That is good. That is just
I thought so.
Just as worthy.
Because I thought, what am I going to do with this? But I couldn't finish it. And I was like... I was about to leave the house for a while.
I was going
to
say, also, that's a bit of a humble brag as well. Like, I just couldn't finish my takeaway.
Oh, guys, I'm like, my appetite is like really small. I just have a little bit of a leaf and then that's me done. Yum, 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 yum. I'd like to clarify, I ordered 3 meals because I could not choose which one. And so there were some leftovers. No, I ordered everything. And
even if you didn't, that's fine. I wasn't like shaming
you.
No,
I know, but.
Now I'm like reverse shaming
you. I know,
it
hadn't even crossed my mind that what I was saying. But I see it now.
I had two mouthfuls and had to freeze it because I just couldn't possibly.
I was like, yum, too much.
But also, freezing stuff is a real...
Like a tortoise.
Like, oh my God, I'm literally freezing. In a way, our adult things are very similar.
In a way.
I won't be eating mine.
No.
But, you know, that is adult. It's anything to do with forethought or freezing something and having a thing. And also, like, it's just the same as when you put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
I've just got really overwhelmed by the concept of freezing.
It's terrifying, isn't it?
Yeah, it is terrifying.
Well, join us next week for freezing. Is it too much?
How to freeze something.
Where's Alison?
Oh my God.
No, she's going to be so fine. She's going to be so fine.
All
she's
my adult things every week are going to be like, oh wait, my tortoise.
I put my thermometer up my tortoise's bottom. She's fine. Or she actually has laid some eggs, et cetera.
Oh, God, don't.
I can't wait for all the tortoise content. So, talking to people, it is something that two or more people have written in about.
Two.
That people are very, more than two, people about shyness and being bad at parties or, you know, finding they say, leaving conversation thinking, I didn't do well in that.
Because you can be not shy, fully not. I know people, including myself, I'm not shy, but sometimes... You know when you're just like, oh God, I'm not on form.
I'm not on form.
And you can't talk to anyone. And then everything you say is stupid. And then everyone turns away. And then you die because you've been, isolated from the social group. And you're left on your own. You have to fight a lion, like in the caveman times.
Exactly right. And so it's so, so stressful. And exactly that thing of like, oh, I just said loads of weird shit. I definitely did that. I did that all the time. You were so threatened and so like nervous about being rubbish that you just came out with like some bullshit. And so these are some like top tips about
how not to come out with some bullshit.
How to keep that bullshit on lockdown, people, and how to meet new people and how to make a good impression. And so some of this comes from, please wait there while I find
Tessa's brain.
It comes out of my brain, guys. These are genuinely, and this is from a guy's book about, you know, talking to people, but a lot of this is hostage negotiation techniques from the FBI.
Oh my God, what's the book though? We should probably give him some credit if he did a great book.
A guy called, an FBI behavior expert called Robin Dreek has a book called It's Not All About Me.
Great.
The top 10 techniques for building quick rapport with anybody.
Especially if you're an FBI agent.
Especially if you're in the FBI, you need to
I love
walk
it if the FBI
behind.
Agent handbook was called It's Not All About Me.
It's Not All About Me, yeah.
I love that. But go on. Hit me with some tips.
Because empathy is being able to relate to something in somebody else, and rapport is being able to show that person that you have that.
Oh,
I think it's an interesting idea. And so basically, all the things about making a good impression and being good in a conversation are... almost 90% of it is about listening. The other 10% is about smiling and nodding your head and saying,
Having good questions.
And having good questions.
I remember the realization suddenly that a conversation didn't have to be me saying like Oscar Wildean witticism.
Absolutely right.
It was me literally asking the most simple question. Like, okay, try and avoid what have you been up to, obviously. But like, if you just know one thing about that person, just ask about that one thing.
Yeah.
Or like, what is it that you're doing at the moment? If you're not sure what their job was, or you've like forgotten, and then they'll literally go like, oh yeah, well I'm working in this thing, I'm working there. And you know, I know like everyone goes, don't say the what do you do question, because it is scary and it's not nice, but it also, it does open up a conversation, and it's fine if that's the only question that you've got in your arsenal.
Yes.
Say it. Literally just say it.
Yeah. And so,
and then be really interested in their job for like 15 minutes.
Really interested in the thing, because if you, people think, like, exactly that. How can I get some good, witty, Oscar Wilde comments? Like, how can I
say...
Yeah,
I don't know what to say to that.
How
you're
can
like,
I say...
Ask another question.
Yeah, you don't have to say anything. You just have to... people in studies where the other person said less than five words, but just really listened, the person who was doing the talking in that conversation rated the conversation in 9s and 10s out of 10 and said, what a great conversation I just had. When they didn't have a conversation at all,
they just
talked at somebody, but in their mind they had this fantastic conversation with somebody, and so that's what it is to be,
because the bad conversations that you have are when you say something and the other person goes yeah and then they stop you, or if you ask a question the person answers it and then stops. It's
like did you drive here today? And
so was it the whole thing?
And was it?
Oh, was it?
Was it far?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is the thing. Whereas being like, did you drive here today? Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
I love driving. I will drive at any opportunity. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just immediately pick on one thing.
Yeah.
And then the moment you've got a noun, you've got a noun. Yeah. You can say something. If you don't have a noun, just ask another question. The most frustrating conversations I've come away with, and also it makes people think that you're not a nice person, is the people that don't ask questions. The amount of conversations I've had where I've been like, wow, I had a conversation and that person did not ask me one question. They just talked about themselves. Like, they think that they're being some sort of great,
they've
great
come away
wit.
Saying, what a great time I've had. But so if you've done that on purpose, then great. If you've dictated everything and you've scored highly, but if you're like, no, I wanted to be part of this,
it's a two-way thing.
If you think it's something that you aren't very good at, it is 100% something that you can build up those skills and those muscles and just be good at it.
You can
cheat yourself, cheat your way in,
fake it till you make it.
You can fake it till you make it,
because there is literally like formula and things that you can do. Well, like Tessa's going to take us through now.
So the very first thing is when they say, like, be yourself, it's like, don't be yourself. Try and be a better version of you.
Sure.
So no matter how you're feeling, really, you want to be big smiles. And then this thing says, even try and smile slower, which made me laugh so much, because to me, a slow smile is like
creepy. Yeah, I think that's...
It's about trying to make your smile as genuine as possible. So it's not like, hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Suddenly you're like,
it's like,
smile and go.
It's like, there's a lot going on.
Raising the eyebrows is very important as well, because if you smile without raising your eyebrows, you just look weird. Yeah, again, like that.
Yeah, so practice that. Don't practice too hard. Otherwise, you'll be in your head thinking, did I smash it? Did I get the good?
Yes.
Did I do a good smile? You just want to have like open body language and warm and be smiling. Don't cross your arms. And don't try. The number one thing they say is like not trying to get any respect. So it's the same thing as like similar to you coming in and trying to be as weird as possible was sort of for people to think that like, oh, she's, you know,
a kook.
She's a kook. So just don't try too hard to do anything. Don't try and be clever. Don't try and be Oscar Wilde. Don't try and drop in any names. Like, don't try and say the cool thing that you've done. In a study about competency versus likability, people consistently chose a lovable fool over a competent jerk.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, a lovable star is obviously the best one, because you're good at it and you're nice.
Oh, yeah.
But then if made to choose between a competent jerk and a lovable fool, people always chose lovable fool.
In terms of, so competent means like at the conversation?
Competent, in life in general. So competent at somebody, in a job, or, you know, being made work with somebody or whatever. People would always choose somebody who's fun, but not actually very good at the thing.
I see what you mean. So if you go in feeling like really defensive and with a chip on your shoulder, being like, well, I've done nothing with my life, or like, I'm not as good as all these other people. You'll be way more likable than someone who's coming in being like, I'm the CEO of a company, so it's like,
yeah,
well, I'm
exactly.
Not. I don't
Nobody,
want to talk to you.
Exactly. And if you're like, I've got an absolutely banging anecdote about my time in
NAM.
I can't think about NAM and not think about that camouflage slonky suit that you've got. That, it's such a specific reference. You've got this like slinky blanket thing, and once you put a picture up and said, look like Dumbledore's time in NAM. It's like a camouflage wizard outfit.
Yeah,
it's
good.
So stupid.
That's good.
So all these FBI hostage techniques, what they're saying is that when you have a conversation with somebody, so you're telling me a story about the time you went jet skiing, and in my head I'm just thinking, I'm going to tell you an absolutely banging anecdote about jet skiing.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, now the sea is open for... the sea is open core.
Fish.
Jet skiing, fish, holidays. Now you've opened up the floor. Yeah. And I'm like, bloody hell, I've got some absolutely killers coming. Here are my anecdotes. Yeah. And I'm just waiting for you to stop talking so I can come in with mine.
Yes.
And so I'm not really listening to you at all. I've just got another conversation going on in my head, which is my own voice.
Yeah.
And so
commentating, going, oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah, exactly. Being like, here comes some absolute crackers. So that is in hostages and in negotiations and also conversation. It's about letting that voice out of the other person's head. So giving them that space to fully get all of it out.
Yeah.
So that then when they are then listening to what you have to say, they are fully listening and they aren't just...
I see. So you ask follow-up questions about their anecdotes.
Exactly. And so all you have to do is... These are your three techniques. Mirroring, paraphrasing, and labelling. So mirroring is just repeating the last... So do you want to tell me, just tell me anything and come to the end of your...
Okay, great. So I'm going to Wagamama later, which I go to every week with my parents.
You go every week with your parents?
Yes. Oh, it's nice.
It is nice. So all I did was say the last couple of words of your sentence.
Unless I just told you something really awful and then you're like, oh.
But like, I guess if you...
I suppose it works.
If it was bad, at least I'm like acknowledging it.
True. Then you feel like you just... I did feel like you'd heard me.
I heard, exactly. I'm saying I have heard you.
Yes.
The next one is, okay, go again.
You can give me... Oh God, this is hard. I'm going on holiday on Monday and I've only bought bikini bottoms because I couldn't find any bikini tops because it's September and they don't sell them anymore in shops.
Now, this one, instructions are, repeat what they just said, but in your own words. So I don't know how to do that.
Oh, it's hard. Okay. It's so hard to buy summer clothes in like September. Why is that?
So what you're saying is it's so hard to find. I think what I've got to say is, so what you're saying is.
I'd find that quite aggressive. I feel like maybe in a hostage situation, that would be really useful. But like, if
in
you're telling us, so what you're saying is, and I'm like, sorry. Oh God, it's been analysed.
So what you're saying was too much and I regret it.
Guys? No, that's fine. You're reading an FBI book. Like, that's why this has happened. I can completely see the issue here. But I mean, like, maybe taking that off and just paraphrasing.
Okay, so what you're trying to achieve, it says here, is summarizing.
Not to kill any more hostages.
So in order to get as many hostages out alive as possible, it says here what you should do is. No. So what you're trying to do is summarize what the person said to their satisfaction. So if you repeat something back and they go, oh, exactly, then you smashed it.
Okay. When I actually said it, my boyfriend said, that's crazy that they don't sell summer clothes in September. It's September, it's still warm. Like,
exactly. Oh, that's such
response,
a good one.
Right?
They heard it and they added and they agreed.
Maybe he's read this book.
Yeah, right. Maybe he's
our entire relationship is based on FBI negotiators.
And then, okay, give me one more. So sorry, you can repeat them if
no,
you need.
No, it's okay. Okay, so I bought a high-waisted bikini bottom because I was like, that'll be good so I can eat loads. But then when it goes up too high at the bottom bit. So I feel like Miley Cyrus in that awful Terry Richardson shoot where she pulled her bikini back and gave herself a front wedgie.
Oh, it sounds like you're feeling very vulnerable.
Is that the response to everything? You always say it sounds like
and then it says you always just say you're supposed to label and put a name on the thing that they're feeling.
Yeah, that's good.
Did you feel was I good with vulnerable?
I did feel vulnerable. I mainly feel sad and absurd. But that's kind of, I think that's like a general always feeling.
So would it be fair to say that you feel sad and absurd?
Well, I suppose rather than doing all three of those, you've got three options. So it'd be like, well, if it's maybe that one wasn't the perfect one to say, so you're feeling like this.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the wording, so I guess you're feeling this, is a bit therapist-like, but you could transpose it to normal conversation and go like, oh God, that'd make you feel so absurd.
Makes you feel so vulnerable.
Yes. Oh, One thing that I found helpful was like a load of my guy friends were trying to cheer up one of our mutual friends who'd been through like a breakup a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends was so insightful and was like, I think girls do this naturally, but guys don't do this naturally, which is when someone says quite like a thing that happened to them that they're feeling a little bit like down about, or it's just like anything really, I think it works with, you can then say like, oh God, yeah, I had like a similar thing with, and then say the thing that you felt.
Mm-hmm.
Because then that's like two people making each other feel better, and that's also a very easy response. So if I said, yeah, I bought a high-waisted bikini, that when I pull it up and I'm like, it's vulgar, then you could be like, oh God, I once bought a bikini that I didn't realize was a thong one, and then I had to sit down that's also me again,
yeah.
But like, I had to spend an entire holiday sat down because I couldn't get up, because it was frankly lewd.
Yeah.
So that you can
basically
maybe
what it is a game for yourself to get to common ground as fast as you can.
Yeah, right.
So
okay.
Once we're both, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. No, it's like exactly that about the bikini thing.
Yeah.
But I can't open with, I bet you've got a vulnerable vulnerable bikini story.
No, of course.
I bet you've bought a thong once and
couldn't stand up.
And you couldn't stand up. I can't open with that. No. But once we can like get
there.
Once we like, now we're trading bikini stories, like now we're cooking with gas, you know? And so you want to try and get, but you've got to take those, you can't come in cold with, you know.
Of course you can't. No, but what I mean was that maybe a fourth option.
A fourth option.
Rather than like, so if you're like saying, labeling the feeling as vulnerable, maybe that will sound weird. Oh, but I do have a bikini story.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Pauses are fine too, right? Like, I've got this friend who literally, Ben Tarjay, he's amazing, and he really considers the things that he's saying. Like, so when you're having a conversation with him, you really feel like you're having a proper, you feel like you're having what a conversation should be, and that everyone else has really sold you short. Like, he's going to give you a response that he genuinely believes is the best thing to say, and he's really thought about it. And he will pause. And when I first met him, I genuinely just thought he was like thinking of something else and had forgotten that we were having a conversation.
Right, yeah.
Because I talk so quickly and have no pauses, because if there's a pause, I'll just say I walked into a door in 2009.
Yeah, exactly.
So he doesn't do that. He's very like sparing with his words. The moment I was like, oh, he's not like bored by me or is thinking of something else. He's just like really thinking about stuff. It's a wonderful thing to do, to talk to him. Like, I genuinely love talking to him because there's no pressure. I start talking slower. So I think people panic in conversations because they feel like, well, the moment they stop speaking is now the floor is open to me.
Yeah.
And it's not. You can just have a think and no one goes, well, this is awkward. She has no idea how to respond to my thing. Like, no one's thinking that. Everyone's just kind of, well, now it's breathed.
Yeah, now we're having a think and we're going to come back in again when we're ready. It's so right. We're so obsessed with this, like, go, 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 go. I've been watching a bit of QI.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
It's sort of a panel game show, if you will.
Sure.
And some people, like Lee Mack, are just like what you imagine would be a nightmare in a conversation because they're just like gag, gag, gag machine. You're like, exactly that Oscar Wilde thing of like, how can I keep up with this? And that's not a conversation. It's a
performance.
It's a performance. And then, and you think like that's what you have to be on these shows. But if you watch Alan Davies on it, so ask me a QI question.
When were hats made?
When were hats made? So all
sorry, you weren't being Alan Davies. You were just genuinely upset at the question.
No, I wasn't. I was being Alan Davies.
Oh, great. I thought that was you being like, don't ask me that question.
No. That's what I was being, was Alan Davies. So rather than me trying to think of, so if I was Lee, you can be Lee Mack or Alan Davies. But so and then Lee Mack would think of a pun based on the word hat.
And made.
Or like he would say, well, about this morning. Or like he would make a joke. You know, I can't even think of anything.
I can't think of anything either.
His brain is thinking a million miles an hour, and no one else, if you've got a brain like that, then congratulations. But if you haven't, don't try. And
also, I think you have to kind of, actually, people would wish that they'd be like that. I think he will have to rein that in conversations.
Yeah, I bet he thinks like, I told a bloody story about the door again, you know.
Yes.
I bet he's thinking, oh.
I've intimidated everyone.
I intimidated everyone at the party. We're not having a conversation. I just did the me at the buffet again.
Yeah.
You know, he's thinking, I wish I could have a conversation. It's just calm that shit down.
Was Alan Davies is very slow
and he always repeats the thing back.
That's interesting.
And like makes a joke about that and finds and breathes his way into it.
He has a lot of nodding.
So much nodding, and he's listening, and so he's giving this that space. But he's also coming out with solid gold bangers, but he's getting there much slower. And so don't panic and think that you always have to be, you know, the one man.
The quickest sausage on the dish.
Exactly right.
That's my new favourite thing, is coming up with those.
So united dislike, I truly believe, is
one of life's great bonding sessions.
The ultimate greatest bonding.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've been to a party recently where there was a united dislike of an individual. Mm. And I've never seen a group rally harder or faster. Like, yes. And suddenly total strangers were bonded and now we were a go. But somebody did have to open that gentle floodgate of like, I think this person's a dickhead.
Yeah.
You cannot, because I've also been to a wedding once where I was attempting to make conversation with a stranger. We were both watching a man playing guitar. I said to the strange boy beside me, do you want to guess, Stevie?
No.
Okay. I actually bit this back because I had already listened to this podcast.
Did you say something like, oh, getting guitars out is a lame thing to do?
Yep. Yeah. And then it was his dad. So don't just come out bold.
I did that with...
She went to a party once, even before I knew her particularly well, and she just turned to me. I said, hey...
And
hey, what a cracker for me.
Hey.
Hello, Mae Martin, front of the world. No, she was definitely way cooler than me and I didn't know her very well. And I said, hey, and she turned to me and said, who do you hate most at this party?
Yes. And that was perfect. It's great, especially if you're a bit drunk. If you're a bit drunk, then openers can be anything. You can start a conversation, the weirder the better, I think.
Yes, I think so too. Yes, I sat down at a wedding the other day and the guy beside me turned to me and said, how do you feel about time being a linear concept?
Oh, that's, I would say that it's is bold. That's arrogant.
Certainly. And I was actually quite drunk and it made me be like take a big gulp of water and be like, okay, I'm coming in. Like,
okay.
If you think.
I think I'd just be like, yeah, my answer is sure.
It was bold. It was bold and I did rise to it.
Great.
I think I just said absolute nonsense for an hour until it was pudding time.
Yes. And then he left.
I don't think it was a proper conversation. I think it was a TED talk.
Yeah, of course.
Which I had absolutely no idea I was saying.
The best sort of TED talk.
I've got a lot of opinions about time. Here they come. And
here's everything I know about clocks and time.
Here they come, baby. You shouldn't have asked me. But I think if you can, don't come out with those sober and with a total stranger.
Yeah.
You got to try and ease in. But then everyone inside them has got their weird, cool party fact, like you and the ants, or like, you know, the secret unexplained mysteries that you've recently listened to. Or like, even if you just say like, hey, what podcasts are you into? Or like, hey, have you watched anything good recently?
I will often
you read anything?
Like rather than be like, so if you watched any TV shows, because then you might feel like both of you in this conversation now know you've just asked the other person if they're watching any TV shows recently. The other day I was doing something and it was a friend that I don't really know, and she was talking to me and I was like, I'm so sorry, I've just finished watching The Night Of and I'm finding it difficult to conduct conversations because I'm so tense about what will happen in the finale. And she was like, oh my god, I watched it as well.
Great.
So being fully honest and just like talking to another person like they're already your friend,
yes,
I think is a really useful acknowledging how awkward parties can sometimes
be.
I have great conversations about people with people about like, oh god, the bit with the small talk and the parties, and you're supposed to be like, hey, what do you do? Hey, I don't know, where do you live? Like, it's such a weird thing. Yeah. And then you just talk about that and then instantly you've cut through all of the kind of like hello, and now you're talking about you've gone meta.
But you do have to feel very passionately to come in with the night of, or, you know, it has to be very...
Yes, you're right. It can't be the first thing you ever say.
You can't always go to this party and be like, what should I tell someone about now? It's like, if it's not in there...
If it's not in there, don't try it.
I have went to a hen do where I was sort of sat quietly thinking, and I turned to this nice girl next to me who I'd not met or even spoken to, and I said, I'm so sorry, I'm going to have to tell you what I did last night. And when I fell off a barrel at when we went to
Moulin Rouge
and I fell off you claim I fell off a barrel, but I didn't.
It's 6:20. Tessa fell off a barrel. It was like, it was 10:30.
Either way, then I got in an Uber and went to a boy's house and told him I loved him. And I kept saying, I've just watched the Moulin Rouge. She dies of consumption without telling him that he loves her. So anything could happen to us. And he was going, please don't say it. Yeah. He was like,
that's amazing.
He was like,
please. I love that I've got the snapshot of what happened that night. But like, now I've heard the whole night. Like, that just...
Yeah, and he was going, don't say it, please don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. And
I don't want this to be the time
that we say
it. This
shouldn't be it. Yeah. Look at you, you can't even stand up.
You've fallen off a barrel,
and
clearly.
And I said it, and then we like went to bed, and then I got up so early in the morning, and went to this hen do. So there was, we hadn't talked about it. And we'd only been like, I only had seen this boy a few times. And so in my mind, I was like, I fucked it. I've totally fucked it.
Yeah.
He's going to think I'm crazy. And I just turned to this girl and was like, I'm so sorry. Can I tell you all about this? And she was Australian. She was an air stewardess. And as I was telling it, she was going, no, 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 you didn't. No.
That is good.
And we bonded about it so hard. But yeah. If those things aren't, you can't just be like, let me tell you a weird thing I did in 2009. You can't come in.
No, it has to be something that is playing on your mind. And yeah. You have to. And
you
the
have
the
to
actual
get it
reason that you're not socializing properly is because of this thing.
That like wide-eyed gossip of somebody like, can I tell you this? I'm like, you can tell me anything and I'm your best friend. Yes. Give me.
Or if you need like advice on anything, you can be like, I know like we've only just met, but what would you do in this situation? Yeah.
Can I ask you something? Is my like, my favorite. I'm like, whoever you are,
yeah.
I want to hear
and
it.
And the world, but it better be like, the party gets so much more interesting. You're like,
yeah.
Ooh.
And now we're all like a gathered in good convo.
Yeah.
And to get to those points, you just have to like, everyone's got something in them there. So you just got to like, Tease it out, baby. So I hope some of these have been very helpful. I, for one, can't wait to go and talk to a stranger.
Me too. I'm going to go now and just go to Wagamama, sit, not with my family, just sit with some strangers and talk to them.
Are you going to Wagamama? Is that where you're really going?
Yes, I am. I'm literally going to Wagamama's.
So you're literally going to Wagamama's?
I absolutely am. Yeah.
I'm just practicing.
Oh, yeah, it was good. I didn't even notice.
Yeah,
that. I just felt like you were too interested.
That's
in
the thing. I thought you were going to laugh and be like, stop saying the last bit of my sentence.
No,
but it just totally goes over your head, right? You just see,
felt
really
natural.
So it just felt natural.
You just have to be so, no, see, that sounds accusatory. And that's,
so would you say you feel natural and vulnerable?
Yeah. So are you feeling sad? Oh my God,
I think the follow up is like, that's so nice. Do you go to Wagamama?
Yeah, it has to be a
parents,
question.
Do your parents love Wagamamas? Have you always loved the Wagamama? What's your favourite dish from Wagamama?
Oh, the sort of bowl with the noodles in it. I can't remember what it's called.
How do you feel about their communal seating? Oh, there we go. I'm trying to find like
a... Yeah, this is great. Yeah, that is the worst part. That is the absolute worst part. And that's the only part of Wagamama's I don't enjoy, is that you're like, cool, let's go for dinner. Oh no, now I'm going for dinner with this couple who are on a first date.
You're so right. You're so right.
I am right.
It's like you feel like you're intruding on their...
Date.
I'm trying to get you to say exactly.
Exactly. See, look, it follows a similar format. It's difficult because we've talked for a long time together. But if I didn't know you, I think that you're touching my leg again. We do it on purpose, yeah.
I actually wasn't, no. Anyway, I hope some of these have been helpful. Good luck in your next conversation.
Absolutely top tips. I genuinely feel really like that would help me in a social situation.
Yeah, and I can't believe the extent to which if you do just listen, no one will think, this fool's saying nothing. I just repeated my last words. It feels like a conversation.
It really does. You have to ask them questions. You have to... It's not all... You're not the one shouldering the whole
It's not on you.
It's
not on you. If anything, it's only 10%. Just keep... If you
90% ease, the other person.
If you ease out the right stuff, it's just like an episode of Parkinson. Like,
oh my God,
off you go. Yes,
or
please.
If you're not, like, really old, an episode of What's Another Quiz Show?
Like, Parkinson isn't a quiz show.
No, I mean, like, an interview show, sorry.
I can't think of any.
Jonathan Ross. Graham Norton, that's the one.
Yeah,
that's the one.
But he actually does a lot of the legwork.
He did. He's so good, isn't
he's
he?
He's absolutely wonderful.
He's a wonderful.
Let's talk about that more.
Sensationalist. No. Bye.
Way to shut it down.
So tweet us if you want to chat. At Stevie M, the S is a 5.
At Nobody Panic Pod. And I'm at Tessa Coates.
Email us for any if you have any ideas for future podcasts. We are working through them. NobodyPanicPodcast@gmail.com.
Woohoo.
Baby.
Good luck in those conversations, baby. And please, if you have tried any of this out, or if you've got any top tips about conversationalism, let us
conversationalism.
Know.
Conversationalism. Let us know. I'd love that.
And we'd love it.
Have a good chatty week.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.